Lindsay Kiesling decided on the very last day before the cutoff to file to run as a write-in candidate.
The campaign had, like, really no money, no preparation, no nothing. It was a last-minute decision. It was all word of mouth. Then just going door-to-door, like good old-fashioned door-knocking and talking to people and asking them who else I could talk to.
Kiesling is running for the state Senate in the 15th Legislative District.
In 2 weeks' time, she talked to enough people to get the votes she needed.
This conservative district hasn't had a Democrat elected in at least 100 years. Kiesling thinks she can win in November.
I love a good fight, and especially when it's a cause worth fighting for. I've spent my entire adult career fighting for causes, you know, working with the homeless, working in residential mental health, teaching. And I'm used to having a lot demanded of me with very little resources. So let's go.
Angie Girard got 13% in the write-in candidate vote in the primary election for the Yakima County Commissioner District 1. She is now on the November ballot. In the following months, she wants community members to know she will be their voice in the county commission.
I'm going to sit down with them and talk to them about what it is that they want to see the county do differently. The county does a lot of great stuff, but these community groups tend to pop up because they're not getting the response that they need, the help that they need. Listening to what they feel is going to make our community more productive and healthier and vibrant.
Girard is a plaintiff in the case against the Yakima County Board of Commissioners, the Yakima County Board of Health, and Commissioners Amanda McKinney and LaDon Lindy for violating the Open Public Meetings Act. She is challenging McKinney in this election. Girard is also known for her work at the Pacific Northwest University of Health Sciences. She says she can bring to the table her skills in strategic planning, education, and health.
In Washington, write-in candidates must file a declaration to get their votes counted, as did Kiesling and Girard. Write-in candidacies have impacted local elections in Yakima County. During the 2021 general elections in Mapton, Rachel Ruales won the mayor position, and Andy Carrasco and Mary Alvarado got city council positions. Undeclared candidates received about 153 votes in the same elections.
I'm Dory Luzo-Gilmore.
And I'm Johanna Bejarano.